And Jim Scanlon joins us. Coach, congratulations on a huge win here on the road.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. And, boy, you're so right. To get 4 points this weekend is pretty cool, but to come over here and get three in this barn like this in the fashion we did, boy, that's extra special.
Coach, to be honest, the first two periods, I didn't think there was much rhythm. It looked like some of the passes weren't sharp. What did you tell your team, you know, after North Dakota scored there, what did you tell them to kind of get them back into the mindset of this game?
Well, you know what, actually, I thought we had good rhythm going because we were rolling four lines. Obviously, the two timeouts would change things. We had a pretty good rhythm with the way our lines were going. You know, no easy ice, so every pass is going to be contested, so not every pass is going to be tape-to-tape. But, I liked the way we were playing. I thought we were generating, some good opportunities. We weren't giving them many opportunities. Obviously, the power play goal was, they were able to capitalize, and our special teams, we were not. But I thought we had a great third period. I thought, we just kept going. And, at the end there, we Lauren Miller finds a little hole and we snuck one in, which that was absolutely huge. And, certainly a gut punch to North Dakota. And then I thought, obviously the overtime goal is what we call a greasy one, but that's what it takes.
Well, I know your penalty killers hate giving up goals. You haven't given up but, two this season. When I talked to Stephanie Anderson there during the second intermission, I know I could just hear it in her voice. She just was not happy. She was pretty angry. And that's the kind of reaction as a coach. You're hoping your penalty kill unit isn't happy about how things played out. And she even said your team was a bit flat-footed during that goal. Obviously, they changed things, and your team got some spark there late in the third and then got some more offense going.
Well, you see the goal to tie the game, but there's so much before that that goes into it, Kelly. I mean, this team, they could have gotten frustrated. It's almost 125 counting the 5 minutes overtime last night that we hadn't scored. That's frustrating. Mm-hmm. and they could have let that reflect in how they played, but you know what? They didn't. They just kept battling. They just kept playing Beaver hockey. That's all we kept talking about on the bench. Just keep going, keep throwing pucks at the net. Somebody's going to make a play. It was just over and over and over. And sure enough, somebody makes a play there at the end, and we were able to tie the game. And that was just huge to see that puck go in there at the overtime. It was pretty cool.
Not used to seeing this low of shots on net between these two teams. What can you say about the defense on both ends?
Well, both teams are very similar. Both teams block a lot of shots, and I'm sure both teams had close to 20 again today. I know Brian used the same term I use in terms of no easy ice, and what that means is it's just hard to make plays because everybody's doing a great job checking. Everybody's coming back hard. And it's just hard. You just got to keep sticking to it, and our team did. Our team did, and we were rewarded for it.
Beaver hockey never quits, doesn't it, Coach?
That's right.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Enjoy the bus ride back with the team. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.